Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
The Feast of the Dedication of the Lateran Basilica in Rome, November 9th. Today's theme, what does it mean to be God's holy temple? Is your life in an upheaval? Today's reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 9c through 11 and 16 to 17 reminds us that our bodies are temples of the Lord. Today's first reading from Ezekiel chapter 47, verses 1 through 2, 8 to 9, and 12 demonstrates that much good comes from God's temple. As temples of the Lord, we should be experiencing daily the goodness of God flowing out from us and benefiting the world around us. Water in Ezekiel's text represents the Holy Spirit, the giver and nourisher of life. Look at what happens. Undrinkable salt water becomes fresh and potable, producing life in abundance. Trees that soak up this water bear good fruit, not annually, but monthly, without fail, giving food and medicine as a benefit to many. Does this describe your life? In the Gospel reading from John chapter 2, verses 13 to 22, Jesus speaks of the temple of his body. Notice that he does this immediately after driving out the merchants from the Temple Mount. The sacrilege of using God's place for greedy purposes and personal gain triggers his zealous anger, and still does. Not just in the physical building of the church, but in the temple of the Holy Spirit that is you and is me. Where does a focus on personal gain interfere with God's plans for your life? When our sins inspire us to go to a priest to receive the sacrament of reconciliation, we are being moved by Christ's own zeal, and through this sacrament, he drives out what is unholy in us. When the turn of events in our lives causes upset and upheaval because of poor decisions we've made or because we've lost sight of Jesus, very often this is Jesus overturning our tables to get our attention. The Lateran Basilica is the Pope's cathedral. Today's feast is a reminder to clean out the cathedral of our hearts. As temples, we need to work with Jesus to drive out everything that is unholy. Once our lives are filled with the Holy Spirit, God's goodness flows out from us and provides others with nourishment and healing. Are you damming up the waters in any way? As a temple of God, you hold the answers to the prayers of others. Jesus wants to minister to them through you. Flow, Spirit, flow.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.